Yes, I need something punch. Okay, let's go. Wake it up, shake it up. I wanna see you break it up and wake it up and easy. Make it up and shake it up. I really wanna get you up.
I don't really know.
What you mean? Like, you don't
know. I need something fab, something sexy, you know, something real. Boss.
Once upon a time was a little girl and she lived in a deep blue sea. She had black hair, she didn't care. She said, I wanna be a femme queen. She was a little bitch, she said. She was a little too hot to forget. She was so soft and dramatic. She was an ex-princess Capulet. And she said, I wanna be the it girl now. She said, I wanna break it down. I wanna vogue just like Persephone. I wanna break and be. Oh, get me up, yeah.
Just like hit record, cause prepping so much for her takes away from what I describe as the, I just want to like be able to have my mic set up, my system set up in a corner all the time. Maybe I should just intentionally do that. I don't know. I just haven't, you know, put her away, because sometimes she gives me a little clutter, okay? She gives a little clutter tease, and I don't be liking that. I don't be liking that on my desk all the time, and so, especially when I be working from it, it'd be too much. So, I pack her away, and it's usually a battle sometimes with how I'm feeling about recording. And so, hey, you guys, what's going on? I hope all is well. Okay, I hope all is well. I'm just like, you know, let me just chat it up on the mic. It's Valentine's Day. And so, it's given, you know, home alone. Like one of my friends said, happy single awareness day.
And I,
okay. She did that one. She said that when she texted that, send that in a text. I was like, oh, bitch. Yes. It is exactly what it is. It's an awareness day for single people. It's a reminder of, I don't know, another year being single, not having someone to say that, oh yeah, you know, I can hang out with my man on Valentine's Day. You know, that's cute. Everyone wants that cute stuff every now and then. So, to not get that, you know, it's a little, depressing. It's a little depressing, honey. But I don't know where I'm at right now mentally about dating. I am open to the fact of dating. I am open to the thought of having to put an effort into dating. I've thought about, you know, the mindset, also the transition. I just feel like, you know, sometimes you gotta be intentional with shit like that. And so, I mean, I don't know. I'm building it up. It's like I'm not there yet, but I can get there. Or, you know, honestly, it would be very nice to have Prince Charming to just fall in my lap and that'll be the rest of it. But, you know, to date and get to know other people and just to meet them in different ways, it's good for you. So continuing to go out, to continuing to, you know what I'm saying, do things. I always say now, you can't always go out with your friends because friends could be, you know, they be cop blocking low key sometimes. You gotta be careful. Okay, when you got friends all around you, sometimes you gotta assess, you gotta play the room, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get into your zone, get into your vibe. Friends are distracting, honey. They distract you, girl. Okay, you gotta focus when you out this places, girl. How you expect to find somebody, honey? You know what I'm saying? That's how just how I feel. friends are distractions, okay? Your man could be staring you down and you are in the middle of a conversation with your friend. Okay, not paying anyone else any mind. But yeah, gotta go out there, gotta get on the apps, you gotta say hi, you gotta follow up. I do actually plan on meeting someone actually this Sunday. I gotta follow up to find out exactly where. Maybe we should meet him on Hinge. He's cute, very handsome man. He is also a little bit older, which I kind of like. He is, he's in his 40s, so, you know, definitely given 10 years my senior. happy Valentine's Day. Zeddy. yeah, and so I'm gonna be meeting up with him this Sunday. So, you know, bitch gotta look cute, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put on for the put on, you know what I'm saying? I had tweeted, should I tell my side dude happy Valentine's Day? I don't know. I was like, should I text him and say happy Valentine's Day? Should only go to people, I feel like. I mean, everyone can say happy Valentine's Day to each other. I mean, we said it at work, you know. We care for our employees. I think it's a caring, it's a very caring gesture to say happy Valentine's Day, in my opinion. It's a very caring gesture. I care about you, or I think about you. And so with love, here's happy Valentine's Day. That's how I'm feeling about that. You know what I'm saying? So maybe I should text him, honestly. Why not? Why don't we do it? You know, and he the homie anyway, so I don't know why I'm bugging. That's the homie. So he ain't come to my birthday party. I was very upset with him. Very short. But I definitely feel like I should be having sex today, though. I think it's deserving. I deserve it. That's how I feel about it. I deserve it, and I should get it. I mean, who is not deserving? I work too hard to not be digged down the amount of times that I need to be. You know what I'm saying? I work too hard. You know what I'm saying? I work too hard not to be having my dick sucked. Like, I work too hard not to be getting my ass pounded. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying about that. I deserve it. Oh my God. So you guys, interesting and also a very sensitive subject, right? So the other day I was at happy hour with some of my girlfriends, and we were chit-chatting, and you know, the conversation of suicide came up, right? And or the conversation about death and how what it was says that everyone has the right to choose how they should end their lives, right? And when you think about suicide and suicide being a choice for someone to end their life, but also live in, I almost feel like a mindset that is wrong. But when they said it, I was like, oh, interesting.
Now we're about to get deep.
Very interesting. So, you know, I never thought about it that way. We all deserve to determine how we want to leave this earth. And I think that is very valid. And so very interesting conversation about, you know, also the thought of suicide and knowing. It's interesting because when people ask you, or when you read certain questions that from a medical standpoint, and it asks you if you have thought or considered suicide, that's a deep, deep question to ask anyone. You know, it's like, I know it'll be casually sometimes, but they ask them, like, do you do drugs and stuff like that, whatever. And it's always like, no. It's very like a fast, like, no. Yeah, no. And it's interesting to ponder or to think about what does it mean to consider or think of the thought of suicide. So it's a very interesting thought. And also understanding what is the thought. What determines that an individual has thoughts about suicide, as if it is a negative thing or not a good thing? But I guess, you know, the thought of it could mean anything to anybody. And so, you know, be careful, you guys. Okay, I'm gonna leave a link if anyone is battling with those thoughts and understanding that there are better ways and better options. I don't know, but also too, everyone has the right to choose. And so it's just, I guess, you know, when you think about it, the thought of wanting to end your life seems very, very traumatic to the average individual. So, you know, it's almost like it's not normal to think that way. But who tells you that you shouldn't be thinking that way? Baby. Okay, girl. Get into her. What else has been going on? It's interesting, you know, being a barb, in my opinion. Here, I think there's different levels of, in my opinion, this is what I've made up for myself to validate myself as a barb. is that, like, I don't keep up with the girls, but I love the girls. And so I consider myself to be a barb in the sense that, like, I like everything that Nikki does, to an extent. but I mean, I agree with everything, but to an extent, I like Nicki's body of work, her artwork. And I'm always, one of my friends loves to joke about, you just gotta be careful with the barbs, honey. You know, I'm just like, you know, girl, you can definitely have an opinion, girl. Not all the barbs are crazy. You know what I'm saying? Not all the barbs are crazy. You know what I'm saying? There's different ones out there, child. Some barbs are just a little just, I don't know. They need help. But, yeah. You know, I be trying to just, the girls be scared when the barbs are around. And I get it. And I respect it. I respect. Bitches should be scared when the barbs are around. Bad bitches, you know what I'm saying? It just suits being a bad bitch. Being a barb makes you a bad bitch. Period. Period. Being a barb makes you a bad bitch. I said it. There you go. What else has been going on, you guys? I don't know. I guess I can leave you guys with that. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to come in and touch base. Tell the girls happy Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, y'all know how I feel. This the motherfucking shit when I was in my motherfucking Tessie. And I was bumping to her. I was like, bitch, this the song right here. This the bop right here. I hope you guys enjoy it. Until next time. Bye.
Bring my phone when you on your way. I got what you